Wednesday, August 21st, 2019. It is 10:05 a.m. and this is our Wednesday regular meeting. At this time, I would like to ask Councilwoman Gray if you could give us our opening prayer and reading of the deceased.
Yes.
And you can come up here. Stand, please.
Yes. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time together so that we can come together and for the benefit of our shareholders and for our Osage people and for all those who do work with the Osage, Lord, that we ask that things will be in movement, that we'll be able to move forward in a good way. And Lord, we just pray for, as we prepare to read for this, the letter of the deceased Osages and our shareholders, that send comfort and prayers to those families who have been mourning and grieving. Lord, we pray for those council members who are not able to be here, that they will be safe on their travels and lift them up and that they'll do well in their ventures. Lord, we pray for those who are recovering from illness in their bodies, and we pray for those who are sick, and we just pray for all of our Osage people and all of Indian Country and all of our government and our lands that we cover across this United States. Amen. Amen. The list of deceased Osage Indians as of July 19, 2019. Jeffrey Warren Davis from Tulsa, Oklahoma. K. E. Bias from Denver, Colorado. Forrest Collins, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Oh, I just read it. Raymond J. Freeman, Tulsa, Oklahoma. John A. Trumbly, Lakewood, Colorado. John Prince, Eugene, Oregon. Sherry Inyard, Yukon, Oklahoma. Georgette Graves, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Sam McLean, Tulsa, Oklahoma. John R. Griggs, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Helen May Redmond, Skytook, Oklahoma.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. Next agenda item, roll call.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Here.
Councilwoman Gray?
Here.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Here.
Councilman Redcorn?
Here.
Councilman Radyhold?
Here.
Councilman Rebar? Chairman Waller? Secretary Yates.
Present.
Yeah,
all right, good. We do have a couple of members. Well, we got a member traveling to Houston to the, Susie, you might have this, NAIDS conference.
The NAIDS conference, yeah, promoting
mineral estate. Okay. And traveling with Councilman Rebard is our geologist, Bill Lynn. And, the council chair is traveling. We'll just go on with that. Next agenda item is superintendent report. We just got notified about an hour ago that the superintendent will not be here today, nor will the second superintendent, whatever, the assistant or deputy superintendent, I'm sorry, Richard Winlock. So we have a report. I'm at whatever the council wishes. Do we want to have someone read it? Or do we just wait till the next time they're here and have them go through it on their own? Councilwoman Foreman.
I've not been able to log in to go look at it. I don't know if anybody else has been on the internet, but it won't log in. I would like to know at least how many permits are pending out loud.
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about drilling permits?
Drilling permits and or workover permits.
find that.
Second Chair Oliver Looken, I recommend, if it's okay, to put it to the next meeting when they're here to make the reports.
Yes, because they'll probably, I agree.
They'll be able to answer questions.
Right, I think there'll be questions that we need to ask the superintendent, and only she could answer, or Deputy Superintendent Winlock. Councilman Redigal?
Thank you, Chair. I have a question from the information on the permits, and I thought she was going to be here today. We can get the waiting next time.
All I see is approved drilling permits 7, approved workover permits 22, approved plugging permits 37, no seismic permits, and no emergency workovers. Pending permits are 143 for FY19 plus 6 from FY18 equals 149. Wells completed, it just says 2 plugins. And that is in your board booklet when you finally get it open. Councilwoman Harper.
Councilman Redicles. Red Corns, motion to table.
All right, we got a motion and a second. Roll call. Motions to table the superintendent report until they're here again. Our next meeting.
Councilwoman Corman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harmon?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redigal?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right. Next agenda item is new business. Item A is scholarship approval. The chair of that scholarship committee is Councilman Redigal.
Thank you, Chair. We met in committee and discussed four applicants for the scholarship this fall. And we approved Allison Koopman, Jennifer Yates, and David Bishop for a $1,000 scholarship for this fall semester 2019. And I'd like to make a motion that we accept that to the council.
I'll second.
Think about
the
committee. Scholarship. It's already approved.
It's out of the budget.
Scholarship.
We got a motion and a second discussion, only to clarify that Jennifer Yates is actually my daughter, so she's Jennifer Yates Free. So I'll be abstaining from the vote. But other than that, unless there's any further discussion?
Yes, just one discussion, just to make sure that. Was this money that we allocated, just to confirm, I'm looking at
yeah.
Lacey?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Follow me.
Okay. Roll call.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcourt?
Yes.
Councilman Redigal?
Yes.
Secretary Gates?
Abstain.
Councilwoman Corman?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. All right. Next item, budget modifications, Councilwoman Gray.
Yes. We had a meeting last week, and we had met with Pam Jester, and she advised that, and this is pretty common practice as we go through our budget, that we have monies to move in different areas as needs. So I cannot get up on my board book, and I apologize for that.
Do you need this? Let me bring this to you and look at it.
Well, okay. I have it right here. So we are going to, I'm looking for a motion to modify the line items of...
Wages.
And wages.
Travel. Or is that fringe?
Oh, and local travel.
Yeah, and local travel.
Travel per diem. Training dues.
Yes. Well, it's a total cover.
Supplies. Of subscriptions.
Yes.
And equipment repair and maintenance.
Yeah, I can't see anything on my board bucket, so do you have it written in there?
Yes, it's awfully small.
Okay. I know, but I can't.
You can see that one better. You can see
yeah.
It's not, probably not redlined.
I thought the resolution was in here.
There's a resolution.
I can't see. Oh, is it here?
Yes.
Thank you, Lacey. Okay.
Yeah, yeah,
so, here we go. Let's start again. So the resolution, the Osage Minerals Council hereby approves entering, oops, that's great. There's no attachment. Okay, here it is. The Osage Mineral Council hereby approves modification 3 as attached for FY19C395 budget. And the line items are in wages, and fringe, excuse me, local travel, mileage, travel per diem, and travel air. And those items will be moved to cover those line items that we needed more money in for, that we covered. Hold on, let me see. Can you go over some of those deficiencies that we had, Lacey, in those line items? Professional services is where we... for our professional services, which is for our attorney, was there anything else? No?
Gas consulting.
No, that wasn't the one we were doing. That's in next month.
Oh, okay.
So it'd be those three line items that we're moving monies over because we were deficient in our professional services. And also when I'm for our meals for the that we provide at the two meetings.
Are you making this in a form of a motion?
Yes.
A second.
Second. Any discussion? I have a question. It did go through your committee.
It did come through committee.
Okay, that's all I need
yes.
to know. Councilwoman Fulmer.
Well, I just am real unclear as to, I'd like to know how much, I'd like the exact accounts it's coming out of, and what it's going to. If you could repeat all that again.
I'm
going
to do my best to. I was confused.
Do I need to bring this up?
Or table till next time.
It's all redlined.
Let's see. See where it says here on number 3 modification? Mm-hmm. It came out of local travel
right.
for mileage, mm-hmm. travel per diem, mm-hmm. and travel airfare. We were needing about 28.5 in monies that Pam Jester identified as a deficient line items. So we moved the 30,000, but you were present at the meeting,
yes.
and then to cover those items because we needed the money and professional services. And I believe in some accounts that where we pay for the meals here. Then at the second part, for our next middle of the month meeting, we are going to cover a budget modification for a gas consultant and some other, for our graphic designer. So our finance committee will be meeting again for those. So... But anyway, this is just the motion to modify the professional services
okay.
and for food.
This is the end of the year too, right?
Yeah, so we're going to go into another so we can obligate those funds too because we've been holding back for, we do have a lot of legal with our Airbnb and L case and so we've been really...
Conscientious
of that. One more question. Will this use up all of the fiscal 19 funds?
This budget modification? No.
Yes. Okay.
No.
That's all I want to make sure.
Any more questions? Call for the question.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redingle?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman
Gray?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Item 6 is executive, and I don't believe there's anything we need to take into executive. Anyone got anything? There's nothing on the agenda, so it'd be kind of awkward.
Let's wait on that.
Nope. All right, moving on. Old business. We got correction to Resolution 4-187, and I believe that's in our board booklet. Sorry, ladies. That one, I believe, was the AB&B expert, Dr. Power. And there was some correction. We approved hiring the gentleman, but there was some problem in how it was written. He asked for a $12,000 retainer to get started, and somehow it was written that he was getting $12,000 a month retainer. And so we finally clarified it that it's actually $1,000 a month until the $12,000 retainer is satisfied. So that's where we're at. Is that correct, Lexi? Lexi was an option.
I make a motion that we amend Resolution 4-187.
Second.
Any more questions? Seeing none, call for the question.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redigal?
Yes.
Secretary Gates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Corbin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harding?
Yes.
All right, moving on to the last item. Well, next to last. Meeting minutes. We've got meeting minutes from July 17th, 2019, and August 2nd, 2019. Would you like to do those together or separate?
They need to be separate.
Separate? Okay, so minutes from July 17th, 2019. Do I hear a motion to accept?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Motion made by Councilman Redcorn and seconded by Councilman Redigal. Call for the question.
Councilman Redigal?
Yes.
Secretary Gates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Corbin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Abstain.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right, now for the second set of minutes from the August 2nd, 2019 meeting. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second? Second by Councilwoman Harding. Call for the question.
Secretary Gates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Corbin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Abstain.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman
Redigal? Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay. That brings us to adjournment. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Did you get? Yes. That worked for me. Okay. Call for the question.
Councilwoman Corbin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redigal?
Yes.
Secretary Gates?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Meeting adjourned.